WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Tobias Wolff. His new novel is called Old School, and it's about a young man in a prep school who very much wants to be a writer and is trying to find himself and his voice. Your young writer realizes at some point that everything he's been writing has been kind of false, that he's writing in the voice of the person he wants to present himself as being, but he knows it's not the person who he really is. Is this something you know from experience from when you were young? Did you too, I think this is true of a lot of writers, cultivate the voice that you think you should have, or that, you know, if you were a different person, you would have, because you didn't want to reveal who you really were?
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. If it wasn't a question of wanting to conceal who you were, it was certainly a matter of wanting to appear in a certain way to the world. And actually, I don't think that's a problem that ever goes away for writers. You know, certainly the memoirist has to be very, very wary always presenting himself or herself in a way that shows that the memoirist is always the person with the virtue in a situation where everybody else is compromising, the person who always has the witty thing to say when everybody else is tongue-tied, the lone exemplar of principle when everyone else is weak at the knees. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To always be project. And a lot of, frankly, that is something that one sees in some memoirs, some very celebrated memoirs indeed. And I always feel a certain shrinking from those kinds of books. I think that writers need to see each other as part of a fallen creation.
Do you have any regrets of anything you've ever revealed about yourself or somebody else in your memoirs?
Not really, no. To tell you the truth, I don't. I was touched when Annie Dillard told me that when she was writing her memoir, American Childhood, that she showed her manuscript to everyone who was in it and allowed them to make changes according to their memory of how things happened or their sense of themselves. And I thought that was an extremely generous approach to the writing of a memoir. My own approach is to tell the truth as I remember it, even knowing that as I remember things will not be in agreement with the way everybody else remembers them, simply because we all remember things differently. And so for me to, you know, regret the way I've told things would be really to regret the way I remember them. And I can't really do that because the sum of my remembrances really is who I am. I mean, remember in Blade Runner, when they want to humanize those droids, they give them a memory. That's what makes us human. And so I would be disavowing that part of me, which is me altogether. So I can't say that I would do it any differently.
Tobias Wolff, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Tobias Wolff's new novel is called Old School.